I love clues that help identify that some experience is or is not what I thought it is. For example, Ajahn Yaniko's point that just a blank, purely absorbed state is not jhana, a wrong conclusion anybody may get to, and that instead it should be more quote-unquote broad-based, and metta bhavana is very useful for that. This sort of test for the labels we may jump to apply to our experience is very useful insight. Cool, if I may say. Are there more such tests? P.S. This is to help prevent my mind from becoming too proud or thinking I've attained some state when not. Yeah, I mean, that's... There's a quote that comes up in the suttas over and over, many different places. For however one may conceive it, it is always other than that. That's a great quote to remind the mind. Because we're constantly conceiving in some way, shape, or form, you know, getting excited about something, getting frustrated by something, and for however one can conceive it, it's always going to be other than that. And so that reminding of ourselves, also the reflections on and investigations around dukkha, in the sense that dukkha isn't just when you're sort of on the edge of the spectrum of sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair, and it's more just any of the dis-ease, any of the not quite satisfied, not quite sure. So then those are indications. Those are ways of testing one's assumptions and the ways that we tend to interpret our experience. So that paying attention to the underlying dis-ease, the underlying feeling of not quite satisfied. Just like at tea time, we were talking about Ajahn Yaniko's example of the Japanese sharpener of samurai swords, and how he's been doing it for 40, 50, 60 years or something, and is asked if he ever, was he ever felt satisfied and happy with a sword that he had sharpened, and a sort of, it took a, I think there was one time that I felt. There is that sense of when the mind can't quite get satisfied. That's a good indication that we need to work around that or work with it.